Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors weighs a proposal to increase inspections of apartment units. A Supreme Court ruling in a California case brings into focus the impact fees counties charge developers. And a Long Beach Aquarium staffer has abundant praise for a sea otter fostering an abandoned pup.
She gets around these tiny little pups, and she is just doing everything that she can.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 15th, income tax deadline day, by the way. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. No hot water, no electricity, mold, and roaches. Those are just some of the problems that renters say landlords are not addressing. Tomorrow, the LA County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote on a proposal to beef up inspections. LAist housing reporter David Wagner has more.
The program would require all apartments in unincorporated LA County to be inspected every 4 years, and landlords who fail to fix code violations could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Tenants who've been living in substandard housing for years say the county is currently failing to hold landlords accountable. Landlord groups say the plan is too broad and should instead narrow its focus to properties with a history of code violations. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
It's about to get harder for local governments to slap construction projects with certain fees, and a bit easier for developers to sue governments when they do. That's thanks to a unanimous ruling that the U.S. Supreme Court handed down Friday. The case from California was brought by a man named George Sheets in El Dorado County, who was charged more than $23,000 in fees when he wanted to build a home on his property. Reporter Ben Christopher with Cal Matters says the money was meant to offset wear and tear his development would inflict on the county.
In its 9-0 ruling, the Supreme Court agreed with Sheets, sort of. They said if cities and counties want to charge developers for wear and tear costs, they really have to prove that the fee matches the costs.
So did El Dorado County justify those fees in the Sheets case? That is now left for lower courts to decide. Today marks the 77th anniversary of when Pasadena's Jackie Robinson became the first black man in the 20th century to play in the major leagues. He joined the Brooklyn Dodgers before its move to Los Angeles. The team is expected to gather with the Washington Nationals at the Robinson statue in the Dodgers Stadium center field plaza to celebrate his legacy. The teams are playing the first in a 3-game series tonight before the Dodgers take on the New York Mets Friday. The Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach is caring for its first otter pups to be raised by a foster mother otter. The 4.5-month-old pup, known as 968, was found abandoned along the Central Coast earlier this year. She's now part of a statewide surrogacy program that aims to return her to the wild. Megan Smiley manages the aquarium's sea otter program. She says their 8-year-old foster mom, Millie, is big and powerful, but has a soft spot for the little ones.
And she gets around these tiny little pups, and she is just doing everything that she can to kind of cue off of them and give what they're giving.
Smiley says the public won't be able to see Millie and the pup in order to give 968 the best chance of returning to her natural habitat. That could happen as soon as this summer. Coming up, a pivotal moment awaits in the saga of the Rust Set shooting.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, starring Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell, Anna Sawai, and Godzilla. Two siblings follow in their father's footsteps to uncover his involvement with Monarch, a secretive organization connected to Godzilla. TV Line says this series is incredible, and Empire roars that it's epic. Following this podcast, you can hear remarks by father and son acting duo Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell and executive producer Chris Black. More on Monarch Legacy of Monsters at fyc.appletvplus.com.
The 1992 Los Angeles uprising, the Cambodian genocide, Japanese American incarceration. What you know isn't always the full story. Our new podcast, Inheriting, about Asian American and Pacific Islander families where the past is personal.
Korean Americans, we call it sa-i-gu.
Did you ever realize when you were a child that you became an orphan?
Camp was such a hard time. How do you think you got through it?
Listen to Inheriting from LAS Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now to the LA Report. The young woman who handled the weapons on the set of Rust is scheduled to be sentenced today for her role in the accidental shooting during rehearsal of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed faces a maximum of 18 months in prison for her involuntary manslaughter conviction. Civil War won the box office over the weekend, opening with $25.7 million. That's a record for the releasing studio, A24. The drama imagines the U.S. embroiled in a second war between the states. It knocked Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, into second place, according to industry estimates. That film took in another $15.4 million, followed by Ghostbusters and Kung Fu Panda sequels and Dune Part 2. The box office tracker ComScore estimates the year-to-date box office total is down 16% from this time last year. In France, the Cannes Film Festival starts next month. The competition lineup includes the new film from Poor Things director Yorgos Lanthimos. He brings back Emma Stone and Willem Dafoe for Kinds of Kindness. Other competitors for the top prize include Parthenope starring Gary Oldman, The Apprentice about Donald Trump's early business career, and films by Paul Schrader, David Cronenberg, and Francis Ford Coppola. And speaking of awards, movie fans of a certain age may remember this day in 1971 when Patton star George C. Scott became the first actor to decline a Best Actor Oscar. He had said that he didn't like the voting process and didn't even want to be nominated. In the forecast, the storm has moved on. It'll be partly cloudy today with afternoon high temperatures in the 60s from the beaches into the IE, and in the Coachella Valley, breezy with highs in the low 80s. For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, starring Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell, Anna Sawai, and Godzilla. Father and son acting duo Kurt Russell and Wyatt Russell play older and younger versions of Lee Shaw, the founder of Monarch, a secretive organization connected to Godzilla. As actors and team players, Kurt and Wyatt have a lot in common.
We've had a similar life. His game was hockey, mine was baseball. One point in our lives, it was how we were going to make our living. To apply that to our business, I don't know how to look at life other than as a win-lose ball game. I think we're the type of people that, like, we want to be impact players. And you want to help your club win every time you go out there, whether that club's a movie set, a story you're telling, on the ice, on the baseball field.
I think we realize that we are much more alike than we are different.
Here's executive producer Chris Black.
I think it should be about this family. I think it should be about secrets. It should be about a pair of siblings discovering each other and discovering that their father could not be trusted and was not the man he said he was. That's what brings them together and sends them on a quest, if you will, to find out the truth about the family and their father. And it's that journey that takes you into the world of the monsters.
For Kurt and Wyatt Russell, being so close helped them sort out how to both play the same character.
We work together quite a bit. We work together well.
What's been your most favorite part of the show?
When I was working with you on trying to figure Lee Shaw out, yeah. You know, and then taking it to the guys and saying, what do you think? Who is this guy? Where's he going to go? Where did he come from? And doing that with you, I've actually never done that really with another actor, but I've never played
the same role.
So that was fun.
TV Line says Monarch, Legacy of Monsters is incredible. And Empire roars that it's epic. More on Monarch, Legacy of Monsters at fyc.appletvplus.com.